The Charter Committee has endorsed candidates from both parties for the upcoming Cincinnati Council election. The organization's been active in Cincinnati since the 1920s, but how did this group get started? WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about it. Hi, Howard.
Good morning.
So why did the Charter Committee come to be?
People ask me that all the time, particularly when they're new to town and they see this third party comes along in council elections called the Charter Committee. Well, you have to go back to the 1920s. And in the 1920s and in the decades previous to that, Cincinnati was run by a Republican political machine, by political bosses. And they were not only corrupt, they were incompetent. I mean, they just couldn't run the city. And by the early 1920s, the city was bankrupt. So there was a young lawyer by the name of Murray Seasongood, and a lot of other reform-minded people got together, and they formed something called the Charter Committee. In 1924, they got something on the ballot that would change the nature of Cincinnati government forever. It replaced this great big 32-member city council and a strong mayor system with a 9-member council elected by proportional representation. It would hire a city manager to actually run the administration of the city, and the mayor would be chosen from among the council members themselves. And that was the way it was for decades. And Charter dominated throughout the 30s and the 40s and into the 50s. And then the Republicans, the Democrats during most of that time didn't even run slates of council candidates. But in 1957, the Republicans got something on the ballot. They changed the system to the 9X system, where the top 9 vote getters in a council election became the city council. And that diminished the influence of the Charter Committee for a long time.
Now, what happens, say, when you get to the 70s or the 80s?
Well, the 70s and the early 80s were interesting because that was a period of time where the Democrats and the Charterites ran sort of a joint council slate. And they dominated every election from 1971 through 1983. And after the election, the Democrats and the Charterites would get together, and they'd actually meet at Bobby Stern's house, the former Charter council member, and they would decide which one of them was going to be mayor. And they would trade the job back and forth each year. And they dominated City Hall until 1985, when John Wethy, who was the Democratic Party chairman at the time, decided no more coalition with the Charterites. So that ended. And since then, Charter has been trying to find its way and trying to find a new role to play in Cincinnati city politics. It's never gone away, but, you know, it didn't. There's a long period of time where they haven't had the influence that they used to have.
You had a column in on our website, WVXU.org, yesterday talking a little bit about who they're endorsing this time around, and that was rather interesting.
Yeah, that was interesting because they endorsed Kevin Flynn, who they've endorsed before. He used to be a president of Charter, and Vanessa White, who tried to get the Democratic Party endorsement but didn't. Yvette Simpson, who is an incumbent but also has a Democratic Party endorsement. And then they endorsed Amy Murray, a Republican, and a conservative Republican, which was pretty unusual for them, along with David Mann, who's very much a liberal Democrat, and Greg Landsman, also a Democrat, who's running for council for the first time.
So what do you think that means for the future of the Charter Party?
I don't know. I mean, what they say is they want to play a role in City Hall where they're sort of the conciliators, where they're the people who bring people together from various, you know, political factions, whether it's party factions or philosophical factions, and get them talking to each other to try to get problems solved.
Now, changing topics real briefly here, former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords and other gun control advocates are focusing some efforts on Ohio right now, especially Senator Rob Portman. What's that about?
Well, there was a rally on Saturday at Fountain Square by some gun control advocates urging Portman to vote for mandatory background checks for all gun purchases. He's voted against that in the past. And Giffords is trying also by setting up some organizations in Ohio to put pressure on Portman to change his mind on that issue and support mandatory checks.
We'll follow up to see how that goes.
Yes, we will.
Thank you, Howard. Howard Wilkinson is WVXU political reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can also read his column and his blog at WVXU.org.